Welcome to a very special teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I'm Josiah Sat for the Villain on Twitter. I'm here with my friend and co-host.
Hey, this is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
RG, we didn't know if we were going to put this out. This is probably just going to be like a throwaway episode, which it is, but
yeah,
we're going to run with it and see how we feel about it. This is technically one of our many throwaway ideas.
Well, we thought it'd be fun for people to see kind of what we're, you know, the work that goes behind it and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, pretty much an idea of our podcast in general, yeah. Dude. Now, this one in particular is called Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, and this particular throwaway episode that no one's going to hear, you guys are probably going to hear this, is pretty much I give RG an option of many topics, and one in particular that RG went with was, do you remember the topic?
Tipping.
I have a list of items for RG here. Now, listeners, please play along with this, but it's going to make perfect sense why we're called Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. The article I brought for RG was, people, you shouldn't bother tipping.
Okay,
now go ahead and please feel free to give me any people you don't think you should be tipping.
Oh.
I'll let you know if you made the list.
It's more like, I should tell you who should be tipped.
Okay.
Waiters, like when you sit down and people actually bring food to you. Okay. You order to them, bring food to you.
Okay. I buy that, yeah.
A hotel and people actually carry heavy stuff for you.
Yeah, bellman.
Bellman, yeah, because like that. That's about
bellhops,
it.
Bellhops, I guess, because we got to be legally acceptable
to be
genderly specific.
Gender neutral hops, yeah. Or whatever.
Okay, I agree. Okay, let's see. Okay, people you shouldn't bother tipping. I'm going to go start off in 10, and we're going to go off on a tangent, dude, and we can deep dive each one of these.
Sure.
Number 10 comes on the list, dude. People you shouldn't bother tipping. Baristas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Well, I don't understand. Well,
go for it. Because I
with baristas, like, I see the little cups and it's like, oh, whatever it says on the cup, you know. My idea is, like, you're not doing anything more than what I'm paying already for you to do.
Agreed.
So you're making a drink. I'm giving you money to make me a delicious drink.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But you're not, like, bringing it home to me or carrying it to me or doing a song. Like, you're just doing exactly what I assume you're going to do anyways when I gave you money for a drink.
Agreed. I'm a barista / bartender. Uh-huh. How do you feel about bartending, tipping a bartender? Technically the same fucking thing.
I think you're right, but I think it's more like, since growing up, I always put, like, a dollar.
Agreed.
Like, what it is, at least a dollar. Maybe it's just a habit, but
yeah.
I already think drinks at clubs and bars are ridiculous prices.
Okay, so how about if you order something online and it's, even if it is a restaurant, you go pick up, do you leave a tip?
Oh, see, that's where I'm kind of depends, because some of them are like, they did put the food together for you for to go.
Okay.
They did package it up, put everything in, so maybe then more likely.
Okay.
But if it's anything where like I walk up to a and the menu's up there, and I walk up and order, and then they bring me the food, and then no.
Okay, I totally back those up.
I feel they did go out of their way to
put the food together. Okay, so tip bartenders know on baristas, though.
Baristas, no. Maybe just because it's a newer thing. I don't know.
Okay. Number 9, people you should not tip. Lazy doorman.
Lazy doorman?
So,
I guess it's lazy, doorman.
Lazy, gender neutral.
I never heard him called lazy doorman.
I know, right? I don't think I've.
No, because that's what they in paper. You know, they're doing anything like if they.
And I can carry my bags myself.
I don't have a doorman, so but like I'm picture what I see in movies and TV and all that. If they bring your like your packages or they hold stuff for you or like here you go, Mr. Flores, you got a package or they're doing something that's like for you specifically, maybe
okay,
but if they're just opening a door like. This
yeah,
getting
that
paid for.
If they're opening the door for you, negative for me too. How do you feel about oh my gosh, what, valet then? I guess
I don't even like valet, so I don't want to give you money.
Park
I don't even
car.
I don't even want to give you money for the service you are doing.
Agreed. Next one. This is going to be in your wheelhouse because this is not my world. Is number 8 the lazy babysitter?
No, I'm already agreed. And it's close to home.
That's why come on. Like, dude, this is not even the. I haven't even touched the surface of this yet.
No, I love. That sounds terrible. I love babysitters.
Okay, Arnold.
No, so I love. Oh, I said it again. No, so babysitters, yeah. I mean, if they're doing a great job, like what we've done before with the babysitters, like if we love them and they're doing a great job, like if we stop by and get some dessert or something, we'll bring them something back. But you should be paying what we do. If they go out of the way or something that really catches by surprise that they did, Like, say maybe, or we'll bring him something back from where we went.
I didn't know that was a fucking thing to tip babysitters. Again,
no, I don't. But I'm saying, like, I think since it's hard to find a good babysitter.
You want to keep them on?
You want to keep them in the good.
Happy, I guess?
Yeah, but okay. Not overdo it. Like, I'll bring them back. Like, if we stop by, like, get ice cream, I'll bring her back, like, some ice cream. It depends where they are.
Lick my spoon?
I'm sorry?
Lick my spoon?
I'm sorry?
No.
No. It's already a fine line with babysitters.
Okay, number 7 is going to be the plumber that leaves a mess. I can't say I've hired a plumber in the longest time, but why would you tip?
But what are you paying you? I'm sorry, I'm going to give you a tip for doing your job well? Like, no, you're doing your job. I expect you to do your job well.
I didn't think that was a job that entitled. I don't even want to say entitled fucking tip. But
no, like, I'm already paying a ton of money for you to fix something, so I should be happy you did a good job. I'm like, okay. I expect you to do a good job.
Next one was going to be number 6. Cab drivers that almost get you killed.
I don't like cab drivers.
Cab drivers, look at them as also Uber drivers / fucking...
No, because I feel like, I don't know, I haven't... You Uber way more than I do.
I Uber way more than
you. Do you tip your Uber driver? Or
depends. Lift? It depends.
What's the tipping point? What's the...
we're getting there.
At what point do you feel like a driver, Uber, Lyft, any of those drivers deserve a tip? Like, what for you have they done that you're like, dude, this guy's dope. Or ladies dope, what?
Honestly, I give the minimum tip unless I'm fucking drunk. I will give, like, a fucking $5 tip. Like, only because, like, you got me home in one fucking piece. So, you know what? Yeah, hey, I appreciate
DUI, they saved you, like, thousands of dollars. Yeah. DUIs are, like, $10,000 to start.
If it's, like, Comic-Con or San Diego, LA Comic-Con, if I get a hotel out, which I have done many times before, and Uber somewhere, and it's like, okay, it was a mile I didn't have to walk. It took 5 minutes to get there. Yeah. You're getting the minimum. Like, no. Like, you just saved me some time. It's fucking exaggerated rates right now anyways.
I think $1 is fine. Yeah, or the surge charge.
So, no. Well, that's how I feel about it.
I'm just thinking, man, I'm going to sound so cheap.
Dude, trust me. Yeah, you really are. Number 5 is going to be servers who hit on your significant other.
I take it as a compliment. No, if my significant other's like, sure, I'm like, wait, no reciprocation. Like,
yeah, you know what? Yeah.
But a lot of, you get props because there's like.
Okay. I guess if you're smooth about it, I don't care.
Okay, with servers, how do you like the ones that sit with you in the booth?
Ooh, when they take that's your order? Happened. I don't mind. It shows like their personal.
Crab Check. I know Crab Check. They've done and, that. Are they?
Okay. Bubba Grimp.
Bubba Grimps. Okay. What about the server that usually more women do this, but they come down to your eye level.
I love that.
So does that add to their tip?
I'm gonna sound really cheap now, because I tip well. I really
well. I tip minimum. Like if they did bare minimum, like all right, they came by a little bit. I'll give them the minimum. Like. 15%.
Okay, since we're on servers and we have spoken about servers, let's go into this real quick. And I'm going to sound really fucking cheap, probably, in this aspect of it. It depends on what restaurant I go to. If I go to a spot where it's straight up overpriced beer, but it's good beer, and I only ordered 2, and each one costs $8. So I got, I'm looking like a, what, 16, 17 buck tab for 2 beers. And the 15% is a thing. For an $18 tab, no more than $4 you're getting from me for a tip. And that's not bad. But if I'm going to pay, if I'm drinking all night and it's a $60 tab, you're lucky if you get $6 out of me. And that's cheap, I guess.
It just depends on the person. Like, I just...
Okay, if you have... Let's say you have a $60 to $80 tab, how much are you going to leave a tip?
60, I do 10% times I have. So 66, so $10 maybe around there.
See, you're fucking more... You're cooler than I am.
Well, I come... Well, you understand too, but like, I tend to be more... At the bare, on average, like I said, it depends. Like if I'm feeling baller, yeah, I'll go 20%. But usually I'm around 15% or less.
Again, there's that fine line.
Well, because it's a habit that I mean I don't enjoy it, but it's more of a habit growing up because my dad has worked in service and all.
There you go. So that makes sense.
So him always talking to me about it, and explaining stuff
this
to me. Like
I was fucking guy didn't tip.
But also working, I've worked somewhere where there were servers, so I get to see how some of them are a-holes. I got to hear a lot of behind the scenes stuff, and I'm like. Okay. Dude, I don't need, that's like another thing. Like,
we can deep dive a lot of these, but we still haven't hit the surface.
But it's all, that's all personality.
Yes. Okay, speaking of personality, number 3 on the list is going to be bartenders who don't look at you.
Fuck them.
Right? Kind of. I mean, you're paying overpriced.
I don't go to clubs. I don't go to clubs. I've been to Clutter, but I don't go to them because
if a bartender doesn't,
I'm not gonna pay like $40 for two drinks, okay, or like $8 or $9 for a beer to be in a crowded room with a bunch of sweaty people.
Okay, now on top of that, just bartender in general. Let's say you go to a dive bar and the bartender doesn't.
$1. I go, oh no, then it's a dive bar. I'm leaving. I don't care. It's like.
What's your favorite restaurant to go to with your lady? That's for alcohol.
I don't. Oh, like no. Usually, like we try to hit like anywhere is like a brewery, stuff like that. Pizza, and lately we've been a lot on pizza and stuff like that. But I like anywhere. Have you ever been to Eureka?
Negative.
Well, here, I don't know how far it goes, but this place called Eureka, I like it because it's pretty good food, happy hour, but they have, like, ton of beer on tap.
Okay.
And if I see they have a lot of beer on tap, and I'm a beer snob, so a lot of, like, microbrews and stuff like that, then I'm more likely to go there. So I tend to, right now, just go places where they have a lot of beer on tap.
Yeah, yeah. It honestly, like, if I'm at a sit-down restaurant, I don't go to a bar. It's more mainly now, like, just a restaurant to get a meal and have a few beers and chat. If the waiter or waitress is good, cool. If they don't come refill drinks or ask, you know, more about the meal, or I don't mind the drinks. Like, they think they're more entitled to a better tip because they're serving you alcohol. But it's like, dude, I asked for rest like 5 minutes ago on napkins, and you haven't brought me shit. So that's a tipping scale for me, too.
If it gets to the point where I don't even remember your face anymore.
Yeah. You don't deserve a fucking tip, dude. I don't know if that sounds terrible.
Making me sound even cheap, too. A lot of times we're trying to decide where to go eat. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't want to go. Why? They have servers there. They have waiters. No. Because that means I'm going to have to, like, tip 15-20%. No. I'd rather, like, if it's just like if it's something special, like a date night, stuff like that, yeah. I'm like, cool, we'll go to a sit-down, whatever. But if it's just us trying to get some food,
I'm like,
no, I'm not going to go sit there because whatever we spend, I'm going to add another $10-$15 to it just to somebody hand me food. So
agreed.
Now I have to like decide to go eat somewhere based on if they have a waiter or not.
Okay, agreed. Okay, so that's the tipping scale too, though. Mm-hmm. Like, and each listeners, whoever's listening to this, feel free to hit us up. We're going to drop our links. I mean, on top of the Twitter links, we're going to drop it at the end of the show.
Sure.
Let us know how you guys feel about the tipping scale. And again, we haven't even scratched the surface on tipping. And we only have two more to go, though. Number two is going to be nail salon employees who talk crap about you. This is not our world unless you get your nails done.
Are you talking about certain... I know. Because I understand.
You talking about
the one where I go, I understand them. So I I like catching up on my soap operas.
That one. This is not our world, so let's not touch it. Ladies who do get.
Do you tip for your haircut?
Okay, number one. A stylist that messes up your haircut.
No, because they're not. I think it's for guys, not as bad, because you're like, worst case scenario, if they butcher your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get your money back, but you can always, like, cut it shorter, just shave it, whatever.
Yeah, we can have some.
But for women, it must be like,
oh. They hate it. Now, okay. Several things. I've spoken about a haircut I got a long time ago on a separate side project I'm doing, and it was Yoda, the oldest man on the face of the planet, with not the most steadiest hand with his buzzer, was like, that was bad. I gave him $8 tip. Poor guy. But fucking poor me, because he fucking jacked up my haircut.
I get nervous when people are taking way too long than they should, because I'm like, you're stuck.
Yes.
Because that's when I feel like, when they get done, boom, and I'm like, ooh, that was nice. I'll give them a tip. But then sometimes I'm like, you're struggling. I get a feeling you're struggling. And like, I feel bad because they're like, next. And I'm like, and they'll be like, people are saying no. I'm like, damn, people are saying no to that lady. I'm like, I don't know her, so I'll go take a chance. And I'm like, oh, that's why people are saying no.
Now, on top of the same subject, dude, I actually have a hair salon chick I go to.
Okay.
Now, she's dope as fuck. At least she's fucking rad. And I always leave her a good tip. She got so busy one day, she had called another girl in. And this girl I had has never given me a haircut before. Told her, you know, my normal, you know, she doesn't know, so I have to break it down. Just give me zero guard on the sides and just give me a short fucking up on top.
Mm-hmm.
And she butchered it. She left my hair fucking choppy. And I thought it was, like, when I looked in the mirror, it's like, okay, nah, dude, it's just like I have extra excess hair. Like, she didn't blow me off. Blow dry me off. So I'm like, once I jumped out of the shower, when I got home, it's like, oh, bitch fucked up my hair. Literally the next day, I go back and Alicia's like, I'm so sorry. I'll fix it for you. She's That's like, cool. I was really busy. And Alicia hooked it up and I was expecting to pay for it. You know, again, another $15 haircut. And Alicia was cool. She's like, no, don't worry about it. I know it's not the way you normally get it. So don't worry about this. This is on me. I still, by that point, felt inclined like, Here you go, Alicia. Here's $4.
Yeah.
Thanks for fixing my hair. Like, but that's pretty much now. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
For $10 to $15 haircut, which is usually what guys are paying. Oh, at least for us.
At least, yeah.
I'll give them at least $1 or $2. Like, if they blow me like away, I'm like, $2.
You don't like guys blowing you off, guy?
Okay, that's another subject. Are you okay with guys touching your hair?
Yes. It's just, I prefer women because...
They're women?
No, I'm cool with that, actually.
You see in the
room.
You
want to deep dive this one? I'd prefer...
Well, no,
never mind, we won't go into that.
No, but I don't... Okay, here's the thing.
Make it quick, because we got a lot to go through still.
I like women cutting my hair, because my scalp is very sensitive.
Yes.
And it's relaxing.
Yes.
In a weird way, like...
You don't want to get massaged by a man.
I prefer to be relaxed by a woman than by a... I don't know. It's like if a guy's going to have...
So that's an RG issue.
Like, I've had a guy cut my hair, but, like, when women, it's like, I could fully put myself in their hands.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, don't know. Maybe just... But like I said, if whatever gets my hair cut,
then cool. We're still saying that, though. Like, I've been to many barbers throughout my life, but I prefer, like, this salon. I go to a salon.
Do you ever get your beard cut, like, by a barber?
Every now and then. Now, I do everything myself, just as far as the beard goes, which I haven't shaved.
I have to live through you.
But the trimming, it is cool. Okay, now, speaking of this, now, this is the deep dive I was going to go. This is what I said. We haven't even scratched the surface yet, dude. Now, the title of the show we're not going to go into yet. So, tipping, a gratuity, also called a tip, is a sum of money customarily given by a client or customer to a service worker in addition to the basic price. Tips and their amount are a matter of social custom and etiquette. Mm-hmm. The custom varies between countries and settings.
Yeah.
So, the general rule is tip 15 to 20% of the pre-tax bill,
mm-hmm.
which is a given. We all should know that.
Okay.
And then this one was an interesting fact, is $2 to $5 for housekeeping. So if you go to a hotel, do you leave a tip? I mean, it said housekeeping. I'm like, is this a fucking thing too?
I don't think I ever tip at the hotels and stuff.
I don't think I ever tip anyone at a hotel.
Ever.
And I have normally two duffel bags.
At the same time, it's like, like if I really, really messy, like we just destroy the room, we make a mess, or like.
Which happens
one of us have an accident. Like, when it's like beyond like a normal people sleeping, I probably leave $20. I've done that where like I left them and we had to leave and I'm like, I feel bad. So I left like $20. Like it wasn't totally bad, but it was going to require like a little bit more time there.
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay. That makes sense.
And I'm like, I feel bad. I left $20.
Okay, that's actually really cool. You don't sound cheap at all then.
But that's if I feel bad. If I don't feel bad, I don't. But if it's like a normal, like I went in, I slept, I woke up and I left, like, and the room was like pretty much just the bed was messed up, then I'm like, that's just part of the deal. But if, like I said, I went beyond, like I spilled something or made a mess or just didn't have time to clean up after myself, because that's what I do too. Like, I clean up after myself, like stay in hotels, and also I do everything except the bed. But I put everything. I stack my dirty towels in a pile so people know. That, and also, like, this is a weird thing too. When I go out to eat at restaurants, I stack my plates.
Same. Make it easier for them.
Yeah, so when they come by, they just grab the plates and go.
Same.
But like I said...
Now, if you're doing that work, do they deserve a better tip?
It's also, too, if I like them, I'll do that for them. Because I feel like...
I think so. I normally do that anyways.
But it comes from, like I said, having a family that worked in the service industry. Okay. And I kind of cool. Like, and it's always the whole thing.
It's just a nice fucking thing to do.
Yeah, it's a little bit extra. And like also... Say I'm a parent, I like to see my kid be appreciated.
Okay.
Because they are, you know, serving you. Like,
so you're doing it more for the dad aspect. You need to pick up after yourself?
No, but I've always just done that. Just because I have people in service, or people, my family in the service industry.
Which is still pretty cool. Dude.
That's more my connection. That's why I think go that far.
Okay. Now, this general tipping rule is mainly dependent on the minimum wages of that particular area.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we had this. Have you heard... How do you feel better? Do you feel better with tipping, or do you feel better with them raising the prices and no tipping allowed?
It depends. Like,
if they tell you all our prices are going up, say $2,
but no
on everything, but we don't accept tipping.
But
technically, you're tipping. You're being forced tipped.
You're being forced tipped. I would rather have the option to. I'd probably stay away from those places.
Okay, and the other one, we're like, oh, like
because again, if I'm drinking, I'm more inclined to tip better. And if I'm in a good fucking mood, I'm normally in a good mood.
Oh, this is what...
Granted, I blow up,
but... And the tipping in the service industry, we're like...
Like, I love that picture we got sent today, which, guys, we have more logos to work with.
Oh, they're going
to
be awesome. Anton,
shout out to you, man. Thank you so much, dude.
And the 2OC. Yeah, so the thing that gets me is, like, the whole... When it's, like, 10 or more, the group tip. When it's for a large group, I think it's like 10 or more, but they slap on like 25 to 30.
Gratuity charge.
Yeah.
To the bill.
But it's automatic.
But then you're true. It's a forced tip. And then they still give you the option to tip on top of that, though, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
On the bill.
But then you have to be careful. I don't know. Like, you have to like trust them and all that. So a lot of times it'll keep me from wanting to do it because I'm like, screw it. I'd rather just go eat somewhere where people can just show up and hang out, because that's a big turnoff for me. Like, because then you have to, like, break it down and then this other stuff.
But. Yeah, agreed. Okay, now that being said, how do you guys tip? Whoever's listening to this, if this is interesting or intriguing to you at all, this is still scratching the surface. Yeah. I'm still going to dive a little bit deeper on
it. Yeah.
How do you guys tip? There's a line and quote from Reservoir Dogs, and I love this. It's a movie by Quentin Tarantino. Mr. Pink, Steve Buscemi, says, "I don't tip because society says I have to." All right. I mean, I'll tip if somebody really deserves a tip. If they put forth the effort, I'll give them something extra. But I mean, this tipping, automatically, it's for the birds.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here is a deep dive for you guys. Here is the racist factor behind tipping.
Okay, go.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to go there, huh? By the late 1800s, black workers accounted for nearly half of the hospitality workers in the industry. So America's first minimum wage law was passed by Congress in 1938, which allowed states to set a lower wage for tipped workers.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until the 60s that labor advocates persuaded Congress to adopt a federal tipped minimum wage that increased in tandem with a regular minimum wage or regulated minimum wage. In 1996, former Godfather Pizza CEO Herman Cain, then the head of the NRA, not that NRA, which was established the first NRA, everyone thinks, National Rifle Association. No, which that one was established in 1871.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the founder of the National Restaurant Association.
Oh, that NRA.
Which was founded in 1919.
Okay.
So way after the NRA, anyways. Which is the National Rifle Association. Again, I guess a comparison to those two would be the WWF and the WWF. Back in the 80s, the World Wrestling Federation.
And the World Wildlife Federation.
Yeah, agreed. Now, with, you know, there are several acronyms for NRA, but those are two major ones still.
Yeah.
Minus, you know, the WWE's now WWE.
Because of the WWF.
Exactly. Now, interesting on that note, dude, is it helped Republican-led Congress to, I guess, decouple two wages, which left the service wage at $2.13 ever since. So if you're a server, that's your salary. And you, quote unquote, make your money off of tips.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of sounds fucked up.
But here's the weird, maybe it is because of that, but I think we're the only country that does that.
Kind of regulates it in an odd
But does tipping, because like nowhere that. Else in Europe they don't tip. Other countries that don't tip, like, it's all part of, like, in the price.
You know what? We kind of made it more fucked up, hence the whole racial aspect.
I'm thinking because we were going through all that, that's probably a way to, do that.
Once the slaves were freed, like...
What was it? Was it to pay them less?
That's exactly
what it was. To keep them down and then force other people to pay them instead of the...
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. They literally had to survive off of tips because they didn't have... Salaries?
Well, I mean, sadly,
proper wages.
The majority of the servers, at least where we grew up, are minority.
Always minority. Or
unless only ones that are not minority, like super high end restaurants, and even then it's more evened out.
Yeah.
But in your day to day tipping jobs, it's usually a minority.
Definitely.
So to this day, you could say it's still relevant that way.
Now, guys, this is our first run through just. Balls to the wall. Let's see if this would work.
Yeah.
We do have graphics that RG is going to put up, you know, when we go about things, when we have these facts for you guys. I'm definitely going to put links to everything that I find, but this is just a throwaway episode. It really is. But on top of that, like, there's different regions of the continent that different sections do pay minimum wage, the actual minimum wage.
Okay.
But there are certain states, especially eastern states, a lot of eastern states, still give the $2.13, and then that's your wage, and then you have to survive. California is not one of those fucking states, I found out.
No. I just, like I said, working in that industry, like, I don't know. You never worked in a server job? Have you ever worked in a tipping job?
No. Second job? I mean,
but it's not like the one where, like, it's your job and then tips are a bonus. Not in a position where tips are strictly are your
no.
pay.
Honestly,
pretty much.
No.
So I don't know exactly how it is. Like, I've worked in places where they have servers. I've never actually been a server, but it's I was telling you, it's odd for me now, where since I've seen behind the scenes with servers.
Yes. Yeah.
Some of them are a-holes, man.
I used to work at Dave & Buster's a long time ago,
and they were like, and some of the stuff they would say, and I'm like, why are you even a server? Like, you hate people. But then now that puts in my head, I'm like, man, like, now it's made me feel like servers are like,
all assholes.
No, like, or just being like fake. You know, I think I can see that too.
Because
they're kissing up to you. Yeah. Like, cause you can give them money. And then working there and like hearing them come back and say all this stuff about people, I'm like, dude, if you don't like it, go somewhere else. But that added to the whole tipping thing.
Okay, I totally agree, dude. Now, the other thing is, like, you know, that came up was the minimum wage law. Now, is also for non-tipped workers, the salaries or base is $7.25. Mm-hmm. And that's when the whole tip thing comes into play. Now, this is just a practice run, guys. We will hit this again. Like, I was deep diving so much. I'm like, ooh, this is, again, practice run. We're going to have graphics next time. I'm going to give you links so you guys know, like, this is not just made up bullshit. Like, going down one rabbit hole, I'm like, oh my gosh, all the strings you pull. It's like, wow. Where do we want to go with it, really?
Yeah.
Did you think I was going to go to half of these places?
Oh, racism and, yeah,
racism.
I was going to hear that. I'm like, all right, cool.
But interesting where the whole tipping thing came from. Like, it's a deep fucking dive.
It's a fluid thing. Like, it's also people and people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just with tipping, like, I don't think there's really ever a right answer. It's just based on how you feel, your interaction. And the thing, too, is with American society, that's another factor, too. We can't escape it. That's what we're raised on.
It's a huge, deep dive, dude.
Like, for me, it's weird. For me, it was weird when I was in Europe, and I was at a restaurant, and some guy, people finally started smoking at their table.
I missed it.
I was like, excuse me, sir. And they're like, you're in our country. And I'm like, you are correct, sir. My apologies. And I retract my statement. But it was weird to be watching people, like, just lighting up in the restaurant after dinner. Like, ooh, that was a good steak. And then, boop.
One of the last places you can actually smoke indoors is fucking Vegas.
I kind of missed that. And still, man. But I think, like, tipping is just... It's just like based on what you want to do. And I've heard people, it doesn't matter. Even rich people are super stingy.
Yeah, and I feel like if I ever had cash, and again, like, if I'm drunk, hammered, you're getting home in one piece, I'm going to tip you fucking good.
Yeah.
If you're just doing your day-to-day thing.
Or for me, like, a big thing is, like, when a server gives you something before you ask. Or they're like, oh, you're actually paying attention to what I want.
That one is definitely like, okay, thank you. Yeah,
for sure. Or they just come by, got good, cool.
Yeah.
Like, here's something, just... Act like you care. And I'm like, cool. Like,
after the people you just said, like, you know some people.
I know, right?
Like, you care.
But, like, you expect so. Just the minimum is fine. I don't care.
To finalize this, guys, this is just a practice run. We will definitely hit this again in a different form or sort. We're going to go into, again, pulling one string, you go down one fucking rabbit hole into another rabbit
hole. Trust me, there was a lot of me having to hold back because I kept wanting to go down different ways. And we were
But
it'll be more stuff related.
Oh, definitely. And again, practice runs. So you guys don't expect too much from us. This is just an idea for you guys. Like, oh, this is what these guys are about. They went somewhere completely different, but we wrapped it back around.
Well, because we were talking about how, so I was like, are we going to release it? I'm like, I think we should, so people at least see what we've been working on, what we're trying to do.
Yes.
Because it's not something you can just snap fingers, but we're actually trying to put the idea down, you know, record it and kind of see where it goes. And we need to practice, and we need to just figure out what we want from it.
Yes. And we want to bring facts to the table, too. Not just our opinions, which, you know, I love RJ's opinion. But, like, when we bring facts that trips out the other, it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Google that, bitch.
Such that, like, we think.
I mean, seriously.
That's what we end up doing anyways.
So that's pretty much what it is, guys. please feel free to let us know how you guys feel about tipping this first run through, I guess.
Yeah.
RG will put up graphics and post what we hit, you know, once we get episode one up. This is not episode one. Back again to the premise. It's a teaser preview show, guys. Yeah. This is what's going to happen, and this is, we wanted to kill it as quick as we could, but that's all we have. All right, guys. That's it. So we have the name of the title. We're going to release it. We're not going to, we'll put it down in the,
yeah,
fuck it, after a Comic Syndicate episode.
Yeah, so people just keep up with what we're doing.
Sweet, guys. All right, so this is going to be a point one episode of the Comic Syndicate. Again, follow my boy, please, on these sites.
So we have Instagram, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. On Facebook, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. And again, you can follow me on RG Flores on Twitter.
Cool. I'm at Fourth Villain on Twitter. I'm Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. If you guys ever need me, you guys know you guys can find me there. But feel free to shoot us up. We're going to get an email put up soon.
Email, but for now, like Facebook or Instagram, any questions, any comments, whatever, we're there. We're both going to see them. So
yes, we both see them. And honestly, we've been getting some dope feedback on the Facebook
site. And that's what I want, because I think this is a conversation. So, hey, add to it.
It's yes. Cool. And Eric, dude, one of my boys, dude, fucking cool cat I met through the show. He listened to a Hollywood Babylon, and they had given us a shout-out, the Comic Syndicate. And he's a listener, and he's one of my fucking boys. Like, he's a fucking cool cat. He keeps fucking tossing out ideas, and keep sending those to you.
We have so much stuff. I'm like, oh, we have so much stuff. That's what we're like.
Eric, that's exactly what we want to hit, dude. Like, we want to nail something in 15, 20 minutes and just dissect it and go into it.
Yeah.
And it was a fun list. This one was a throwaway episode. That's why. But it's like the deep dives we can go in. It's like, ooh, let's go touch this now. Let's go into that.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys listened. Feel free to hit us up anywhere you guys can find us. That's all we got?
Yeah, that's good for now.
All right, guys, that's our preview show. Bite me.
All right, thanks for listening.